When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Red Fridays. Welcome to The Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. That's me, of course, on Inspired Choices Network. Welcome to an interesting, interesting episode today. We're going to talk about grit, guts, and growth through adversity. Grit, guts, and growth through adversity. And you know what? Full transparency. And you, oh, pardon me. Red. Red, R-E-D, is remember everyone deployed. So everybody's, they're willing to stand on the wall for us. They're willing to take a shot. They're willing to look after us so that we can sleep at night and do all the crazy stuff we think we is important to us to do. They make sure that that happens and we can do that. So props to them. And I want to make sure we honor them and recognize them. So that's what Red Fridays is about. Red shirt, wine color, dark red shirt. Anyway, so we're going to talk about grit, guts, and growth through adversity today. What happens? How do you hold on to it? Matter of fact, it's not a matter of just living and getting through, right? It's not about just existing through it. It's how do we thrive through it? How do we grow through it? How do we, because there's ways to do that. And a lot of that stuff, and we're going to talk about that as we go through today. I'm going to give you, if you don't have your journal, you're going to want it because there's, I lost track. I think I'm at 26 different things I can give you today or want to give you today, ways to be able to move through. And so, you know what, we're going to give you lots of stuff, but at the end of the day, these things have to be preloaded. These concepts have to be learned and put in place before you get into the challenge, right? It's like going, I've heard me say that before, but going into a gunfight without the bullets already preloaded is not going to have a happy outcome for you. You have to have the bullets. You have to have your tools in the toolbox or in your tool belt already so that when you get in a situation or you get in a circumstance or you get in, you have to be able to reach into your tool belt and just grab it. It's got to be pre-put in. And I've got some programs. You want to work with me and you want some of those tools, reach out to me. I got gobs of stuff happening. We got boxing side outs happening for men and for women. We're trying, registration's open for those two programs. It's ridiculously inexpensive to step into that because I don't want the cost to be the prohibitor of people getting into it. But if you want help setting up these things or understanding these better or going deeper on some of this stuff, you need to do something different, right? You need to plug in, reach out to me. And I'll come back to it later, but thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. And just so you know who you're reaching out to, for those of you that know me, I'm still the same guy. For those of you that don't know who I am, and not that my credentials mean anything at the end of the day, because we all know people that have lots of credentials that can't find a way out of a wet paper bag. And we know people that have no credentials that massively transform and impact our life. So I'm going to tell you just a little bit. I'm on a mission to positively change the lives of every man I meet by raising their emotional quotient. And if you don't know what emotional quotient is, absolutely reach out to me and I can help you with that. But because once our emotional quotient goes up for both men and women, our lives get better. We get into a better space. Our relationships get better. We become better humans, more effective, more efficient, happier, more content. Our life just, everything gets better. And so raising that up, I am the founder and CEO of Jewel International, and I'm a champion mindset mentor is the way I describe it. Resiliency and legacy strategist is what I'm doing. And on the whole, I'm a champion mindset mentor for a pro basketball team that just had the first winning season in the history of the franchise because they were doing, or part of the reason, not the whole reason, part of the reason is that they had a great coach, great players, and they were doing mindset work this year. They were paying attention to where their mind was at. And so, you know, that contributes to that. It contributes to some of the bits and pieces to be able to put that together that way. So being, there's a difference. Again, champion, I'm certified as a high performance coach, but there's a difference between high performance and champion, right? I work with pro athletes and entrepreneurial men, but pro athletes, they've been drafted, they're pros, right? They're already high performance. All of them, every single one is high performance. So what's the difference between high performance and champion? Because there's a switch that has to flip inside there. There's a mindset that has to flip to go from high performance to champion. And that's what I teach, champion. You can be high performance, but I'm looking for champion. So I do that with that team. I'm a multi-award winning international best-selling author multiple times. Obviously, I do a live radio show, a podcast, and a TV show every week. And I have been it's either June or July this year. It will be 2 years I've been doing my show, which blows me away. I can't believe it's been that long already. And I've learned a ton. I've made a bunch of new friends. I've connected to the world literally on the 450 platforms. And I use that as a segue. I'm excited for you to find us on Apple TV and Google TV and Amazon Fire and Roku and Spotify and iHeartRadio. Anywhere that you watch or listen to your stuff, we will be there. If you put Inspired Choices Network, you'll find us. If you put the Long Bearded Guy in on any social media platform, you will find me. Find me, go find me on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram. You'll find me. Go look. And I want you to be able to do that. And when you find it, like it, love it, share it, subscribe. It's a free subscription for Inspired Choices Network. Subscribe. There's a bunch of tremendously good hosts on this network, really good hosts on this network. So plug into them. Learn from them. It doesn't cost anything to do that. It's free. You don't have to pay. But sometimes people discount that. It was free, so it can't be that good information. If it was, I'd have to pay for it. If you listen to some of the people on this network, incredible. But you got to do something with it. Plug yourself in. Hit play. Search it out. And then reach out to us all. Like it, love it, share it, subscribe. All those things help our algorithm, helps us pay for the show. It's a benefit for us, but it's also a benefit for you. I'm an international keynote speaker. I teach the 7 levels of emotional intelligence for men. Anything else you want to know, reach out to me. So we're going to talk about grit, guts, and growth through adversity. We all have stuff happening to us, yes? Actually, you know what? Let's go back up and read. If I can do this without it moving on me. What I wrote for this episode, grit, guts, and growth through adversity is about finding strength and evolving through life's toughest challenges. Growth is not just a result of success, but often born out of adversity. When life throws us under the bus and the crap hits the proverbial fan, it's our mindset that determines our path forward. Tune into the show and you already have, you're here. Thank you for being here. I have my special mug with my special tea. You're here. So I appreciate that. Make sure you have a journal, by the way. I'll say that again. When life throws us under the bus and the crap hits the proverbial fan, it's our mindset that determines our path forward. Tune into our show today to explore mindset strategies that turn adversity into opportunities for growth. We'll discuss raw, real, and polarizing ideas that push you to develop resilience with grit and guts when faced with life's toughest challenges. Personal development demands a constant influx of fresh ideas, and we're here to provide them, helping you pivot from setbacks to breakthroughs. Join us as we navigate the uncharted waters of adversity. And I say uncharted because lots of times we just don't pay attention to it. Most people don't even think about it. They go through the challenge, they're not even thinking, hey, what can I learn? They do the pain, they do the challenge, they go through the adversity, but they don't take the lesson out of it. So they're going to do it again. You're going to feel it anyway. Challenges are coming. Adversity is coming. That's life, folks. Deal with it. Find a way to deal with it. Discover how to harness challenges for personal growth. Grit, guts, and growth through adversity invites you to embrace life's trials with courage and resilience. Tune in and transform adversity into a powerful catalyst for growth. We're going to do that today. I'm going to give you a bunch of different things today. Because we want to thrive. We don't just want to exist through this stuff. For a seed to grow, it has to be buried. Yes? got to bury it. And then it's going to go in, it's going to grow, it's going to do its thing. Why do you have to put it in the ground? Because if that's where the nutrients are. The dirt is where the nutrients are. The struggles and the adversity that we all feel all the time is those challenges and adversity holds the nutrients we need to grow. Nobody grows into their comfort zone. There's zero growth in a comfort zone. We don't grow typically as humans when there's nothing going on. We're not being challenged when there's no adversity. Now it keeps life interesting. Now I think boring is ridiculously underrated, but why? So it's lots of adversity and challenges and all these things happening all at the same time. Thriving is a choice. Thriving is a choice. Write that down. Thriving is a choice. Not easy. Can be complicated. Can be hard. Maybe it's going to hurt. It's still a choice. Not to let the challenges of everyday life derail us from our path. To move from challenge through challenge with no loss of enthusiasm. Continuing to push and push and push and push. But we have to choose to do that. Mindset strategies for achieving that we're going to talk about. But understanding what obstacles are. What am I talking about when I say obstacles, adversity, struggle? What am I talking about? What could that look like? Maybe that looks like self-doubt. Maybe that looks like poverty. So I'm struggling with trying to get the bills paid. I'm using lack and negative thinking and wondering why it's not working. So the obstacle could be poverty. It could be and maybe it's through no fault of our own in terms of, hey, we got laid off, and it's been difficult to get. There's lots of reasons for poverty. Maybe it's rejection. Maybe we've been rejected at some point. And that's the struggle. That's the adversity. We're trying to get through that. Nobody likes to be rejected. Maybe we lost a loved one that was really close to us and that we struggle with that. I get it. I'm not saying it's easy. And grief is a completely different animal and that may never go away. But we still have to be able to work through it. We're still going to live. But we don't just want to exist through it. We want to thrive through it. We want it to be a good thing. Maybe our health keeps us. And you all know, if you've listened to me for any length of time, for more than 8 years, I've had undiagnosed head pain, migraine level pain in my head. I go to sleep with it. I wake up with it. It's always, always, always there. I do my injections into my head, 22 injections into my head every 6.5 weeks. How do I deal with that? Well, you know what? I do a lot of extreme self-care, massive amounts of self-care, but we all have challenges. If I put a smile on, I put my hat on, I come down, I put a shirt on and I'm talking, everybody goes, oh, he's fine. No, he's not fine. Not in any way, shape or form is he fine. Concussion protocol is still happening. There's dizzy, there's lots of things, but all of us have that story. If I talk to all of you, you're all going to tell me, it may not be my stuff. You have your own stuff. Setbacks, failures, limitations, unexpected circumstances like the accident I had on May 1st. An inherent part of life's journey is adversity, obstacles, struggle. It's unavoidable. But they also provide us with an opportunity to grow, learn, and develop our skills. I want to make this much. I got to take a quick break. But these two things are very, very, very key. I want you to remember this as we talk today and beyond today. Without obstacles and challenges, there would be no progress. I'll say it again. Without obstacles and challenges, there would be no progress. There would be no forward movement. Without obstacles and challenges, there would be no progress. The other thing I want you to think about through the day today and beyond, it's not about avoiding the adversity, because we can't. There's no way to do that. Life's going to have that in it. But what we want to do is embrace it. Embrace the adversities. Embrace the obstacles. Embrace it. Don't run from it. Embrace it as an opportunity for transformation and progress. Bruce Lee used to say, don't pray for an easier life. Pray to be stronger. But what makes us stronger? Well, that's right. The obstacles and adversities and the challenges and the struggles and all that stuff that we struggle with, that's what makes us stronger. That's what makes us stronger. But we have to go through those things. It's not about avoiding the adversity. It's about embracing it as an opportunity for transformation and progress. Sorry. Massively, massively important. I'll say that one again. It's not about avoiding adversity. Hear me out. It's not about avoiding it. It's about embracing it as an opportunity for transformation and progress, to move yourself forward. Embrace them and go, okay, I don't know what this is. I don't know how, what's going to happen. I don't know how this works. You know, I've never experienced this before. And if I have experienced that obstacle or whatnot, you know what, how did I get through it last time? How are people around me? And we're going to talk about a bunch of different ways where I want you to understand what an obstacle is, but we're going to talk about mindset strategies for achieving thrive through the obstacles, right? That's going to take grit. It's going to take guts, but it's going to provide growth. I have to take a quick break. I want to do a quick shout out for Jose Escobar, is the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out the Connected Leaders Academy membership is his. He also founded Connected Leaders Academy. But check out that membership to take your business to the next level. This is the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The Connected Leaders Academy tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. Set up a virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today, and you can find him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. The entrepreneurs with an S, entrepreneursbookshelf.com. As we go to quick break here, don't forget to pause and breathe. That grounds you, settles you, and it'll allow you to percolate with the information and the things we're talking about so that you're ready for section two and the next little piece. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about, I'm going to give you as many as I can today, mindset strategies for achieving abundance, for achieving thrive through adversity. We're talking about grit, guts, and growth through adversity. You're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. I'll be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for being here today. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're talking about, and I'm talking to myself as much to any of you today, and it was interesting, but we're talking about grit, guts, and growth through adversity and how to have mindset strategies for achieving thrive and abundance even through adversity. And excuse me, full disclosure again, I'm talking to myself. This episode was born out of my own challenges and the things that are going on. And the car accident caused a bunch of challenges. So you all have experienced that, I'm sure, fighting with the insurance company to find out how that works. How do we replace it? In the interim, they got a loaner, which is great. Insurance paid it for part of the time, and they stopped paying a while back. So we're now paying out of pocket for that. That causes some challenges. Replacing the vehicle causes some challenges. How do we figure that out? We're still moving in 2 weeks. So that's still trying to, like, there's so my, and my health stuff, the concussion stuff, and I already had health stuff. My point is there's lots of stuff. So all of these things, I'm talking to me as much as to you. And I thought, you know what? I can't be the only person on the planet, and I know I'm not, that has struggles. We all have struggles. But I get asked all the time, Gord, how do I keep a positive attitude? How do I have a mindset? What kind of strategies can you give me that can help me go through whatever life's going to throw at me and be prepared for it? They say, well, I got to get ready. I got to prepare. Well, if you're always ready and you're always prepared, then you don't have to get prepared. But that requires proactive work in the beginning. Proactive work when you feel like everything is great. Everybody tries to wait until, oh, my life's falling apart and there's all, now I'm going to go and try and find somebody to help me. Now I'm going to try and find a coach or a mentor. Now I'm going to try and find the resources to help myself. You know what? If we find those resources and plug them into our toolbox before we have the challenges, when we have the challenges, they make less of an impact on us in a negative way. Why? Because we're already prepared. We're already ready for it. Right? We're not anticipating it, and we're not wanting to bring it into our life. We just know, you know what? It's called an accident for a reason. When it's on purpose, it's called crash up derby, and that's illegal on the street. They do that at the fair. Crash up derby. They're on purpose slamming into each other. You don't do that. It's an accident. It wasn't intended that way. But guess what? Life is what happens when we're making plans. Life is what happens when we're making plans. You can't control your life, right? You can put it out there, and don't get me wrong, I'm not, because I say all the time, and you hear me say, make it a great day. We can make that happen. We have the power to make that happen, but we make that happen by controlling us, not controlling somebody else, not trying to control the situation, because I can't control that. I can't control anybody else. So I have to, but what I'm saying is, all the way through this today, I want you to keep thinking, hey, do I have these things? Do I need more of these things? I need mindset strategies to be able to stay on the straight and narrow so that when I feel like, hey, everything is good, everything's great, there's nothing, you know what? I'm in a good place. Great. That's exactly the time you need to run out. Make sure you get a coach. Make sure you plug in to get whatever kind of education, whatever kind of upgrade you can get. When that happens, because that's when it's important to do it. Because when you get into a negative space and you're in the middle of the struggle and you're in the middle of the adversity, it's very difficult to find the solution as well as deal with the challenge. Matter of fact, if you put the tools in and the strategies in ahead of time, they're much easier to be able to just reach in your toolbox and go, yeah, I already know how to deal with this this adversity. I know exactly what to do. Why? Well, it's happened before, or I put the tools in. I remember, you know, my mindset coach, Gordon D. Melville, the long bearded guy. Yeah, he taught me some ways to be able to deal with stuff like this in stride. So I'm it's not throwing my life in the toilet. It's not throwing me in the ditch. I know how to deal with this. My life's not going to implode, and then I'm going to yuck all over everybody around me because I don't know how to deal with the situation. I want you to write these down. And I'm going to give you a bunch. I'll get through as many as I can. And if you want some more, or I don't get through them all today, plug into me, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Plug into the Box Inside Out program. Ask me for the registration form. It doesn't cost a lot, but plug into those things. It's only a good resource if you use it. And it's been life-changing for hundreds of people. Thousands of people have been through that. And so, you know what? Reach out and plug into it. Put the tools in your toolbox when you're good. I'll get off that soapbox. And you know what? At the end of the day, I don't think I want to get off that soapbox because people need to hear it over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Right? Lots of times we hear it the first time, it goes right through our brain, right in one ear, right out the other ear. Why? Because we're not in a place where sometimes to hear it. So I'm going to keep saying it, keep saying it, and keep saying it, keep saying it, hitting it and hitting it and hitting it. Why? Because people need to hear it. People need to plug into this stuff. And what you're hearing is not frustration. What you're hearing in the tone of my voice is my heart. You're hearing a passion for wanting to help you. I want to help me too, but I want to help you. The things I've learned, and I don't have all the answers, but I've learned a ton. And if I can give some of that to you to make your life easier and so that you don't have to go through some of the things I went through, that's wisdom, folks. If you can plug into shit that's happened to me, if you can plug into what's happened in my life and learn from that so that you don't have to do it, you can exponentially accelerate your growth curve. You can avoid some of the pain and stuff that I've gone through. And we do that for everybody, not just for me. Watch the other people around you. What have they done? What have they been through? What can you learn from that? Ask them, hey, can you share with me what happened? And it's not about finding out dirty laundry, and it's not about airing. That's not the point, right? You all know I'm a suicide survivor. You all know that. If you haven't listened to me before, you might not know that. I have no problem sharing that. How did I get there? It was a dark place. Yeah, but I look back at that now, multiple years later, and I'm like, you know what? Papa gave me that experience. He allowed me to go through that. I was saying this morning to a building contractor I was talking to, wonderful, 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 good friend, and a great mentor. He's been unbelievable with me. But I said to him, life's not happening to us. It's happening for us, but it's happening for us to be able to help other people get through what we went through. It's happening for us to equip us specifically and uniquely to help other people get through what we went through. Embrace the struggle. Embrace the adversity. Embrace the obstacle. Don't look at it as some, oh, it's trying to stop me. It's trying to mess me up. No, 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 no. It's trying to help you grow. Pay attention. Reframe. Use a different lens. It's not there to hurt you. It's there to help you grow. It's a positive thing. It's not a negative thing. Cultivate a growth mindset, which is kind of what we're talking about, is the first one. A fertile ground. Put good stuff in the top of your cup constantly, 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 and let the overflow go to people. You hear me say that all the time. That way you're not pouring from an empty cup. But where's that coming from? Well, it's coming from programs like this. It's coming from programs like on Inspired Choices Network. It's coming from the books you read. It's coming from the things you listen to. It's coming from all over the place. But if you put crap in, you're going to get crap out. Right? They used to say garbage in, garbage out. That's exactly right. So cultivating a growth mindset. Don't hang out with like-minded people unless those like-minded people are growth-minded people. I'm going to say that again. I'm not looking for like-minded unless you're growth-minded. I want growth-minded people. I'll hang out with them all day long. Right? Those growth-minded people are embracing adversity. They're embracing the obstacles. They're not looking at it with a negative. They're looking at, hey, you know what? Look what happened to me. I said to my wife this week, where it's been brutally hard and we struggle. And I gave her a hug and I said, you know what? I have no idea how all this is going to work out. In the next 2 weeks, we got to get car, get new, like we got to move. We got to, like, all this stuff is out. I have no idea how all that's going to happen. No idea. But I do know Papa has a hold of us. And I do know we have to have faith. So the next 2 weeks are going to be the most exciting, maybe of this year, maybe of the last few years. Why? Because I know it's going to work out. I have to have faith that that's going to be there. But that's a positive growth mindset. That's embracing all the shit that's happened, just got that that's going on. Cultivate a growth mindset. Break challenges into manageable steps. Break them into pieces that you can deal with in it, right? Instead of looking at the whole thing, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, right? And we don't want to eat elephants. I'm just saying something that's that big, You don't look at it and go, hey, I'm going to put the whole thing in my mouth at the same time, right? It's not like my buddy that used to go, hey, take that 12 slice pizza and only cut it in two because I'm on a diet. It's still a 12 slice pizza, right? But you can't put it all in your mouth at the same time. You have to eat it in little bites. Break the challenge, break the obstacle into pieces. Can you look at little bits and pieces of it at a time so that you can get through it easier? Time just keeps going. So I have to take another quick break. Jose Escobar, shout out, founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf, to learn more about his morning and evening routine mastery program that is changing people's lives. That's not hyperbole. That's what's happening. This program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine. Set up your free strategy session with Jose Escobar today. And again, you can reach him at theentrepreneurs.bookshelf.com. That's an incredible program. And like I keep telling everybody, if you're not doing some kind of routine on the bookends of your day, morning and evening, you're not getting the maximum you can out of your day. You're just not. That's just the reality of it. And whether you work with Jose or find a way to do it, you need to put some kind of a routine on the bookends of your day. We're going to a quick break. Don't forget to pause and breathe. Have some more of your herbal tea or your protein shake or whatever it is you're drinking, or coffee or whatever it is, and pause and breathe so that it settles. We'll come back and I'll give you some more mindset strategies for achieving thrive through adversity. You're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. I'll be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. The Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
The Connected Leaders Academy is the number one fastest growing networking community for entrepreneurs. CLA assembles high-level leaders, titans of industry, and business owners under one roof. If you're an entrepreneur looking to grow personally, professionally, scale your influence, develop skills, and expand your network exponentially, the CLA is where you need to be. Want on to more podcasts and shows, speak on more stages, sell more books, products and services, get more leads, referrals, acquire new clients, develop lifelong friendships and more. Join the Connected Leaders Academy today. Contact Jose Escobar on Facebook or check out www.claglobalsummit.com for more information.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you for being with me today. I appreciate it. You're sharing part of your, or some of your, limited resource of time with me today. Non-renewable. Not coming back. Once it's gone, gone. And so you're spending some of that with me today, and that is humbling, and I'm honored that you're spending this time with me. Thank you so much. I pray that it's something that is helpful to you, that it's encouraging, that it's uplifting, and that it arms you with things that you need to move yourself forward. Because at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do. We want to move ourselves forward. So we're talking about grit, guts, and growth through adversity. And we're talking right at the moment. I'm giving you as many of these mindset strategies for achieving thrive and abundance, even through adversity and obstacles. So cultivate growth mindset. We talked about that. Break challenges into manageable steps. Number three, develop problem solving skills. Focus on the solutions. We can all bitch and whine and complain about what the problems are. We all know what the problems are. Identify the problems. For sure, identify the problems. But at the end of the day, don't focus on the problem. We all have a problem. Focus on finding, sourcing, and implementing the solution. Talk about solutions to the problem. Stop talking about what the problem is. Because the more you talk about the problem is, it gets bigger and bigger. Anybody experience that, right? I don't tell anybody about it, but it percolates in my mind and it's there and it just keeps rolling over. I'm on that hamster wheel. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It started out as a little thing and now it's this massive, big thing. And the problem hasn't changed, but my perception of it has because I've blocked out anything else. I can't step past it. Focus on the solutions. Do not focus on what the problem is. Talk about solutions. Ask for solutions. Plug into the box inside out. Why? Solutions. Solutions, tools, strategies to be able to move forward. Develop problem-solving skills. Number four is build a strong support network. How many people, I'm asking people at the moment, who do you know? Who's the most successful, the most famous, the most the person that's achieved the most in your sphere? Who is that? But that would pick up a phone to help you. They would take your call. Because we all have lots of people. I got 5,000 friends on Facebook. But lots and lots and lots of them, if I called them in the middle of the night, they're not bringing bail. Right? Oh, I'll get it in the morning. I'll figure it out later. Or not at all. I just don't get anything from them. Right? How many people, who do you know that if you picked up a phone and called them, they would actually pick it up? Who's the most successful person? Who's the most famous athlete? Who's the most established, most credible business person that you can talk to that would actually pick up the phone for you? Can you make an introduction for me? Right? We bring bail. Well, hopefully, if they were that good a friend, they'd be sitting next to me in the jail cell. They would need bail too. But anyway, but the point is, we have lots of people, but the question is, building a strong support network with people that you know you can reach out to. Part of my problem in 2017, when everything got dark, I didn't know who I could reach out to, and I didn't feel I could. What I'm trying to do now is provide a support system for people so they know, hey, you know what, I can call Gord, I can reach out to him day or night, and he will respond as fast as he sees that message. He will see or reach out or help. I'll take that call. I want to be that kind of friend. Whether that's reciprocal or not, doesn't matter to me. Because that's who I am. I know who I am being. That's part of my character. Build a strong support network. Know who you can call that'll pick up the phone. Five is practice self-care and stress management. I'm a walking, talking billboard for what happens when for more than 3 decades you do nothing, no amount of self-care. Burn a candle at both ends, 10 days a week, 480 days a year, and I know that's too many, but that's the point. 10 days a week, there's only 7, I get it, but I would just push. Everybody came before me, everybody. Strangers came before me. My family obviously came before me, but I wasn't doing the self-care I was supposed to do. It's not selfish to do self-care first. I'm going to say that again, and I'm going to say it with passion because I want you to hear me. Hear me. Self-care is not selfish. Looking after you first is not selfish. It's a necessity. It's selfish if you do it instead of looking after your responsibilities. But we look at it, self-care is so that I can look after my responsibilities. That I can, I've equipped myself, I'm in good shape, I'm healthy, I'm hydrated, I've meditated, I'm centered, I've done all the things I need to do, self-care wise, I've looked after me. The whole put your own mask on first in the airplane deal. Why? Because if you pass out, you're no good to them. When I got sick after 3 decades of my body said, I'm out. I don't want to do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. I fall down 2 or 3 times trying to get to the bathroom. I couldn't get out of bed. My body said, Gord, you're an idiot. I'm out. I can't do it anymore. Self-care. Practice self-care. Look after you first. If that means you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning right now and you need an hour to do self-care, guess what? Welcome to 5 a.m. Or you don't give a shit about your life or the people around you. Because when I got sick, I was all of a sudden no good for anybody around me. I couldn't do anything. The whole reason I was working so hard was for them. But because I wasn't looking after me, I was being selfish because I wasn't taking care of me so that I could take care of them. Practice self-care and stress management. How do you do that? You know what? Plug into Boxed Inside Out. I'll give you a whole bunch of ways to have stress management. Find ways to look after you. I can't stress that strongly enough. I can't say that with enough emphasis. I can't. I'm going to keep hitting it over and over and over, show after show after show. Why? Because after 30 years, you need to learn from my mistake. If you're smart and you're wise, you'll learn from my bullshit and you'll pick your own self up. Don't do what I did, because that's dumb and it's tragic. Because you now have information that says, you know what, I have to look after myself so I don't end up like Gord. Please, please, for the love of Papa, please. Practice self-care. 6, reframe negative thoughts. Change the lens you're using to look at the situation. This isn't happening to me, it's happening for me. And it's happening for me to equip me specifically to help other people get through the same thing. It's here to benefit me. It's not here to hurt me. Reframe the negative thought. Don't let it sit there as a negative. You have to acknowledge the emotion. I get that. And I highly advise that. But don't wallow in it. Don't sit in that space for hours or days or weeks or more. See it and acknowledge it's there, flip it over, reframe it, use a different lens and go, you know what? What's the positive in here? What am I supposed to be learning? Where is this going to take me? How can I grow? It's a choice, folks. You can be pissed off and you can tell me I'm an asshole. And you may be right. I'm not saying you're not right. What I am saying is it doesn't change what is. It doesn't change what is. Reframe your negative thoughts. 7 is practice resilience through adversity. Resiliency. I'm a resiliency and legacy and resiliency strategist. We'll give you lots of ways. Plug into Boxed Inside Out. I'm telling you, practice resilience through adversity. You need to be a Teflon type human. Don't let it go into you. Let it slide off. Put it in perspective. Deal with the emotion. Right? Let it go. Hey, I'm angry, whatever. But I give myself 5 minutes. I'm going to be pissed off for 5 minutes. After the 5 minutes, I got to let it go. I got to find a different way. I got to reframe. And lots of times it doesn't even take 5 minutes because I'm acknowledging it's there. I'm understanding I'm pissed off. Great. What's the solution? How do I move through this? And whether it's that talking through it, do I journal it up? There's lots of different ways to do that. Practice resiliency. Eight is focus on what you can control. Control the controllables. I got to take another break. What are the controllables in your life? What can you control? I've got news for you. It's you. You can only control you. What you think and what you do. That's all you can control. I would knock on the camera, but it's really tiny and small. I'm not able. I'm trying to add levity to this because my heart is to go, you know what? Please, for the love of God, learn and know what you can control. Control outside of you is an illusion. You have pets or children, you realize very quickly, very, very quickly, control is an illusion. I can influence for sure, but I can't control. And what I can control, we don't spend any time mastering. How sad is that? How messed up is that? The one thing we can control, everybody wants to control. The one thing we can control, we don't spend any time focusing on. Plug into Boxed Inside Out. I will teach you ways to control you. Not anything else. Control you. Mastery control of your own mind and your own emotion. I will guarantee you your life will completely flip over. You want transformation? You want to move forward? You want growth? Reach out to me, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. And I'll put you into it. You can register and pay for a program. It's short. It doesn't take forever, but I will give you, it's impactful and it will grow you forward. If you want one-on-one, let me know. I can help you with that. More expensive, but you know what? It's one-on-one. I've taken business people from 50 grand a year to more than $500,000 in the 6 months they worked with me. It works. It works. Anyway, I need to take another break. So you know what? If this resonates with you, please, please, please reach out to me. Engage. Engage. And I like I said, Box Inside Out registrations are open for both men and women. For those cohorts coming up, one-on-one is available. If you want me to come and talk to your group or your church group or your men's group or your boys group or your community, whatever it is, reach out to me. I do guest spots all over the place, keynote speaking all over the place. Reach out to me. I want to plug in for you. And if you want to help me get the message out, you want to help sponsor, you want to help pay Gord, it doesn't cost a lot. We're not looking for huge thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Now, not that I would say no to thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. I'm a business guy. But at the end of the day, many, many hands make light work. We put a little bit in from a bunch of different people that I tremendously, tremendously appreciate. Anyway. I need to take a quick break. You're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. Don't go anywhere. We're going to finish up and wrap up and give you some more. Don't go anywhere.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the chief catalyst, strategist guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Absolutely. Welcome back. Yes, you can reach out to me, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Reach out to me. Engage. Engage. I want to give two more for you right at the end here. I know we've got to go soon, but that I want to give you a get to the at least to 10. Nine is learn from role models and inspirational stories. Kind of ties into what we were just talking about in terms of learning from me. Learn from my experience, but learn from the people around you. learn from the inspirational story. There's all over the place. Read autobiographies, read biographies, talk to people around you, talk to your grandparents, talk to your parents, talk to your uncles and aunts and people in the church or people in your community. Talk to people. Learn from your role models. Find good role models. And number 10 is set inspiring goals and celebrate your progress. Set inspiring goals, things that scare you and excite you at the same time, that get you amped up. And, oh, man, why? People, I want realistic goals. No, that's not going to inspire me when I wake up at 5 o'clock and go, I want to go back to sleep. I've got this goal. Yeah, but I know I can hit that goal. I can hit snooze. I want an inspiring goal that'll get me out of bed, that'll get me moving. Set inspiring goals and celebrate progress. When you make forward progress, even incremental, it's still progress. It's still forward movement. Celebrate that. There's more than a dozen more, just the ones I wrote down quick. You want the rest of them? You want some more of these? Plug into the Box Inside Out program. Reach out to me and ask for the registration. And let's go. Okay? And that ties into what my call to action is this week. Pick three of the 10 I just gave you, three that you don't do now and are used before, and take action today, not on the Monday, not tomorrow, today. Take action to adopt that as a, hey, I'm going to do this in my life now, and implement them into your life. What's something you can do to implement right this minute one of these things into your life to make you stronger and to make you to have a strategy that's going to help your mindset when you get into struggle? Then share that with me. You have the guts to do that? Pick three of these. Adopt them, meaning you can't give it back. It's yours. Adopt them. And then implement in your life today. Don't wait till next week. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till tonight. Do it today. That's how momentum gets formed. We can all wait. We can all put it off. Yep, that's not serving anybody. That's not serving you. It's not serving your community. It's not serving your family. Pick these things, one, three of these things that are going to make you more resilient, that are going to make you get through adversity better, easier, and without as much problem, and will allow you to look at things in a positive way when you get into a space, when you're struggling. It'll help you focus. It'll help you put the right lens on it. And then let me know. Tell me, hey, Gord, I chose these three. I've adopted, and this is what I did to move forward, myself forward, into adopting them into my life and implementing my life. On Friday, in the daytime, this is what I did with it. And if you're hearing this on Saturday or another day, do it that day. If you're hearing it a year from now, still do it today. Still do it today. Next week, Friday, June 21st, we're going to talk about Know Thyself. And no, it's not a lisp. Know Thyself. Bookshelf. But it's a play on who you be, right? It's a play on, it's Know Thyself. But how do I do that? Well, you know what? What you read and what you put into your life, what you put into your mind, dictates what your habits are. That dictates who you become. It controls who you become. So we want to talk next week about Know Thyself. Same time, same space, same wonderful, wonderful people, same happy beard, same network. Bring your friends, bring your journals so you have something to write on. And like I said, if you want some more of these strategies, reach out to me. Gord, I need some help. Can I get into one of your programs? Be courageous this week. Be unapologetically you. You don't need anybody's permission. Be unapologetically you. Make it another great week because you have the power to do that. I believe in you. Live out you abundantly and with intention. Don't just let it organically happen. You do it. I love you. If you haven't heard it, I love you. Massive hugs. I'll see you next week. And the last question, who are you?
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs.